The recent Black Jewel bankruptcy left hundreds of furloughed miners without health insurance. With coal production expected to continue in its decline, state legislators are discussing how to keep that from happening in the future. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Darlene Ray worked in Black Jewel's warehouse before the company filed for bankruptcy on July 1st. I spoke with her earlier this summer when she was struggling to find a job. Months later, she still never found one.
Putting in app after application after application and hearing nothing and getting denied and rejected.
Then, suddenly, unemployment got even harder. Black Jewel canceled her health insurance. She was left with no job and no way to get her insurance back.
And you just hope that nothing serious goes on. You don't have to go see a doctor or go to the emergency room, or that you stay healthy. And that's what I did for 4 months.
Luckily, Ray's back to work now. She got her old job back. But without that, she says there were no alternatives, affordable ones anyway, to get back health insurance.
No, there was nothing else.
Ray isn't alone. About half of Black Jewel's laid-off workers were still without a job when health insurance was axed. And for many, there were few places to turn. Black Jewel is hardly the first time energy workers have lost health insurance from a bankruptcy. Earlier this year, retired miners lost it from the Westmoreland bankruptcy. According to one expert, benefits are often one of the first things to go in a filing. With six coal companies operating in Wyoming, filing for reorganization in 4 years, the state legislature decided to form a committee to discuss solutions to reoccurring bankruptcy issues. Laramie Senator and committee member Chris Rothfuss agrees that benefits and health care are important issues to discuss.
These are individuals that, through no fault of their own, are now left in a circumstance where they don't have income. They can't afford health care. And if they end up with some significant sickness or some acute illness in their family, they're not going to be able to afford to go to the hospital, afford to go see a doctor.
The solution for Rothfuss, Medicaid expansion. He sponsored four bills to expand Medicaid since 2014. Normally, Medicaid is a joint federal-state program that provides health insurance for low-income families with children, the elderly, and the disabled. Expansion would add a new category, adults without children considered very low income. A report last year estimated the expansion would provide healthcare access to about 27,000 more Wyomingites, including many who would have no other options. Rothfuss says that could include recently out-of-work coal employees like Ray.
If we're taking seriously the struggles that we'll see in the future, both with coal mine shutdowns as well as power plant shutdowns in other communities around the state, then we have to seriously discuss Medicaid expansion or some other alternative.
Wyoming's Joint Revenue Committee is currently discussing Medicaid expansion. Rothfuss hopes the recent spate of bankruptcies will change some legislators' minds who represent coal country.
Now in districts that are the most vulnerable and with constituents that are most needful of those health care benefits.
But for now, minds have not changed, even in coal country. Gillette Senator Jeff Wasserberger says Medicaid expansion would be impossible in a budget session that requires two-thirds vote for introduction. Afton Senator Dan Dockstader said he's not sure how expansion would help anyone right now. And Gillette Representative Scott Clem calls the move premature and questioned whether able-bodied people should be getting Medicaid anyway. And there's even some dispute on whether expansion would work to address displaced energy workers. Wyoming's Department of Health said it would likely help, while the State Department of Insurance's Denise Burke has another idea.
I think it's unlikely that most of the people who worked for either Black Jewel or Halliburton would have qualified for Medicaid, whether it was expanded or not.
Halliburton is an oil and gas service provider that recently laid off workers in Wyoming. Meanwhile, the Select Coal Bankruptcy Committee is looking at other solutions to the health insurance question. Representative Clem says one idea seems to be getting traction.
And one of the things that we had talked about is requiring bonding for companies, particularly, to bond for something like health insurance.
The concept is for companies to set aside money to ensure workers are protected in the case of bankruptcy. Denise Burke said bonding is not a bad idea if done correctly. No matter the mechanism they choose, she says it's urgent to provide help quickly.
The number one reason that families declare bankruptcy is because of a health crisis. So going without health insurance is incredibly frightening.
For now, Burke says the Affordable Care Act marketplace is a possibility for some. She also encourages people to set up a health savings account. Burke says this is a tough issue to solve because the cost of healthcare is increasing so rapidly. With that in mind, she says it's good to hear that the legislature is taking another look at how to make it more manageable for the average person who can't afford a medical procedure out of pocket.
And I think the legislature is realizing that, and the nature of health coverage has changed. And so I think that's why they are looking at options like the bonding or looking at perhaps changing some things in the bankruptcy.
Former Black Jewel employees are back to work after Eagle Specialty Materials restarted operations, though many are still looking for a long-term solution. Gillette Representative Eric Barlow says he expects bonding for health insurance to come up at the upcoming legislative session. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.